Ladies and gentlemen, welcome a very special guest to the episode 103 of Super Mega Cast. We got our boy Jacksepticeye over here.
Hi. Hey. Why am I on episode 103? Why did it take so long?
Because you're in America now. You're all the way over in Scotland or wherever. We can't get you on if you're over there.
That's true.
Well, we could over Skype, but we don't know how to set that up. So
that's and it just sounds bad.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's true.
And unless I can't record yourself, and then we can use your audio.
But his is going to sound better.
Still a lot of,
yeah, but now I can touch you.
Yeah, oh, he's touching me.
Yeah.
You got soft hands. Let me feel those hands. We both have very soft hands. Do you?
Like babies?
Yeah.
No, I probably have man hands.
No, you got soft hands. All of us, these are hands that have not done a lot of manual
labor. Matt, stop kissing my hand.
Sorry, buddy. Let me suck those toes. Take those pumas off. We start every podcast by sucking our guests' toes.
Okay, so can you take your shoes off, please?
Yeah.
Ryan, you get right foot, I get left foot. Okay. Spider-Man
no, you
socks.
Both get the same foot.
Oh, right. that pinky's going out wide.
Pick your favorite toe. Okay, he literally just kissed my toe. Ryan is like in a different room right now. For good reason, because he's contaminated.
That was like garlicky.
I shouldn't have actually kissed your toe. That wasn't... I committed to the bit.
You did. It's not even a visual podcast. I don't know why you did it.
I know. No one could even see that I actually put my mouth against
the bottom.
You could
have just said you licked the tip.
Then how would you do it? Why'd you do it?
For myself.
Because he's a whore.
Oh. So when I listen back to this when I'm like 50, I'll be like, hey, I actually did kiss his toe.
Hey, guys.
50-year-old Matt listening. Remember when
IMDb
I did that?
Facts for
remember when you're 50 and then you'll suddenly realize all the stuff Brent has been saying?
Yeah.
He's right. You're walking around. Hey, guys.
Hey, what you wearing? Hey, is it daylight savings time? You were here a bit late.
Yeah, it's like, Brent, I was supposed to be here at 10. I got here at 10:15. No one else is here. I'm the first one here, Brent. Why are you giving me the shit? And then Brent goes, you get a raise for $70 million.
Well, they put you on blast whenever you get here past noon and shit on Twitter.
Yeah, they do. They put me on blast today. But
even
I was actually,
Ninja Sex Party comes in.
I saw that. They're blasting me for getting to work late. But I had a valid reason that day, which I don't even remember anymore.
You know
so
what? They need more stuff to fucking talk about. If that's all they tweet about, then like nothing's going on in their life. So
I mean, what have they done? I mean, they released a new album. Boof. Woohoo! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good for them. Wow, another album.
I think this one was premiered on Billboard or something.
Ooh, Billboard. Do something different, NSP.
Jesus Christ!
Where's your book?
I mean, do what we did. Start out as a Let's Play channel, then continue being kind of a Let's Play channel and go into other stuff and upload less and less as time goes on.
And then realize something that's not even gameplay is actually more popular than anything else you do.
Which is weird because that's how it used to be, and now it's kind of going back to that, except it's more of a show-based thing instead of like... I still don't think sketches, like it's a good way to go.
Do you guys know what you're doing?
We're just kind of shitting in the dark.
That's a good saying. I'm just shitting in the dark over here.
I'll find a hole eventually.
Yeah, I'll dig my own.
Oh, man. But like, Sean? Can I call you Sean?
No.
Jack?
Don't call me that either.
Okay, what does your manager want us to call
Italian
you?
Italian man?
Just to make sure.
That Esteban.
Esteban. All right, okay. Esteban, it's good to have you on the podcast, brother. Esteban Septicai. We're so happy we could finally get you out here. It took 103 episodes, but we're happy to have you. And today we got some very special things we want to talk about.
So, okay, can I ask you, I don't want to get political at all, but can I just, what is it like looking across the pond?
Awful.
Okay.
It's like a fucking circus.
It is.
Here too.
It's like, you guys are all like, some people over here hate Trump. It's like, yeah, everybody in Europe fucking hates him.
Dude, I'm hoping that his wife divorces him during the presidency, because that would be like, I'm watching this like I would watch the Jersey Shore or something like that. Like, it's like, it's rather entertaining, and it's just kind of just, it's goofy because no one tells the truth.
Yeah,
no,
I don't want to say every European hates him, but everyone I talk to is just like, yeah, he's just, it's not even like, it's not even an educated like hate. It's just like, he's a fucking idiot.
But
no one knows what's going on.
Have you seen how like with Melania, how she'll like, he'll say something publicly and then the next day she'll say like the opposite?
She did that like, recently, didn't she?
Yeah, with LeBron.
Big
dumb, dumbass LeBron James.
LeBron James, the biggest basketball dumbass.
You're gonna say like, you're misquoting him.
No, but I guarantee, you know why they don't split up, I bet? I bet there was like a prenup written when before that. I was like, you have to stay together, at least the presidency, and then maybe she'll get like a payout.
But then
after
she
that
could become an icon on the left if she did it.
She could also, she I guarantee,
and she could win for president. Gone. Oh, it would be like
House
Donald
of Cards
versus Melania, dude. Holy shit,
that would take it to the next level.
That would be great. I think that's the only way politics can redeem itself.
See, this is what I'm talking about. When you look across the water, and this is the conversation you're having,
because it's the only conversation that makes sense. I'm not gonna be like, okay, what is Trump going to do for trades and like, imports?
This is why it's so popular to talk about it.
We're going
to
get big trains.
And improv imports, Donald. Imports.
I know lots about the train deficit. It's the trade deficit, Mr. President. The
what? Choo. What are you doing? I'm double downing. What are you? Stop.
I'm double downing. Yeah, but she's going to write a book one day, I bet. Melania. Just make billions.
Tell all.
A tell all. But it's all about Baron and how good he is at Fortnite.
I wonder if I've been killed by Baron in Fortnite.
I wonder if that's your book.
It's a possibility.
How Baron Trump killed me. A story by Ryan McGee.
How Baron got a sick W.
He got a battle royale.
I used wood instead of brick. Wood's too cheap to build with at first start.
He just had like insane breakdown tactics. He's like, it just said he should have built.
I know.
Here's the thing about Baron
Trump.
Should have
built with brick or steel.
If Baron Trump plays Fortnite, you know, he can get like every skin he wants. He can get, like, you know, like he's like, he asks Melania for the card. And I bet he has his own credit card just for Fortnite.
The presidential card.
Yeah, he uses like campaign funds for Fortnite skins and shit.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Donald Trump-like skin in Fortnite.
It'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen. Or maybe do they try to avoid politics in Fortnite?
Their skins are very generic.
Yeah.
They try to avoid any sort of like, this is exactly what it is.
Because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
They even had like superheroes and some kind of looked like Wonder Woman, but it was just enough to not be it.
Yeah, the only thing they've done really branded was the Thanos stuff, right?
Thanos.
It's pronounced Thanos.
Thick Thanos.
Justin always corrects me. I was playing Halo with him last night and I was like, Thanos? He's like, Thanos? Who the fuck is Thanos?
How's it pronounced?
Thanos. Gaming.
What? How do you not know that?
I haven't seen the movie.
Thanos Gaming. He plays Prop 1 in GTA 5.
I'm Thanos. I'm gonna make everyone go, oop, bye-bye.
I was playing a Prop Hunt game in Halo 5. Like, it's in their action pack playlist.
Like the Forge?
But you can't play it, like, realistically, because you press X, and the way they have it set up is, like, you're, quote-unquote, driving a mongoose, but you enter into, like, a traffic cone or a pallet or something. Except every item, when you transform into it, the headlights turn on. So when people are hiding in something, it's just blaring headlights. So people just kind of...
It's pretty
It's
obvious.
Really dumb and broken. And like, what's going on? But the rounds last like 3 minutes, and there are like three or four. So it's just like, oh, well, I'm in here for 12 minutes.
I remember my dad had a pickup truck.
In Halo?
My dad had the sickest Fortnite skin. And you couldn't like turn the headlights off at all. Even when it was on, or like when you turned the car on, the headlights turn on. My dad would always get upset about that, and I didn't really. I was like, "Are you doing like drug deals in the desert where you got to like have the lights off? Why does it matter, Daddy?"
Matt, that's a
what?
That's a good story.
Wait, I was trying. I was
that's
trying,
a real good story.
Wait, you called your dad Daddy?
Like I still call him Daddy. No, I don't. I don't call my dad.
Did
daddy.
You call him Daddy in that instance?
No, I never call my dad Daddy.
I called my parents that. Like mommy and
both
daddy.
Both your mom and your dad, you call your mom daddy?
Hey, daddy, and both of them turn around. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No, mommy.
That was an impression of your mom.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
She has a deep voice.
She does.
She doesn't Strange have the Irish enough. Accent either.
No.
Your parents have that thick Irish accent?
Yeah.
Too Real much. Thick?
Can't understand. Oh, super thick.
Do they speak Irish?
No.
Is it like that video where you look up where it's like the, like, what's that Irish accent? There's a YouTube video about it, and you can't understand a thing that these people are saying, but they're speaking English. It's just in a very heavy Irish or Australian accent.
Jamaican, maybe?
An Irish or Australian accent. They're interchangeable.
It could be anything. Wait, if you got a real, like, I'm like, what did you say?
There's that video that
I'm
Australian
get a drink,
guy,
mate.
Like, chasing, like, the dust devil out in the outback, and you can't hear anything. He's like, just can't understand it. Is that racist to Australians?
Yeah. You're going to dig a hole.
Because comedy always works on escalation. I'm like, if I work in escalation on this subject, it'll just turn to straight racism.
Yeah, you're pretty much there.
I don't want to toe the line, but I do want to stand on it and have a good time.
Let's,
I do want to look and see everybody else judging me. See how outraged they are.
Wave down below.
Hey, how's it going?
Shut up!
You're racist!
Maybe.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what you do nowadays. Like, actually, it's strange how I don't know, certain, it's like YouTube, it used to matter, like, you know, you'd be afraid of getting your channel taken down, but now I feel like a lot of people are getting away with it. Like, Keemstar's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people who have
Keemstar was
done
on Jimmy Fallon.
It's taken a lot to get on a, that is true.
He did find a dollar in the woods, so.
He did, he found a dollar. They played that on Jimmy Fallon.
It was like 3 minutes
straight.
I mean, they did make fun of him endlessly for it, so.
Didn't they take the video down, though, when they realized, like, who Keemstar was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Guess what? Guess what I saw last night? Speaking of finding things, I saw the Bang bus last night, drove by.
More like a Bang van, right?
Yeah, it's a van. It's not a real bus.
Boogie van.
They just call it a Bang bus. It's a van, but it's like, I saw it. I was getting the left lane to turn, and it drove by. My friend was like, is that the fucking Bang bus? Because I had a big sticker on the back. So I swerved, and I went like 60 behind it to try to catch up.
Wasn't Vados? What's his name?
Thanos.
No. Thanos was it. Thanos just sitting nervously in between two naked women. Oh.
Just like,
that's how Thanos sounds. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Esteban, will you pass my water next to you with the red cap?
What's the dude that vinegar. Was on the Bang bus?
There's a lot of dudes on the Bang bus.
That whipped his cock around. He was a YouTuber. He was like, I can't.
Oh, Vitaly?
I can't get. Yeah,
Vitaly
I was thinking
vids.
Of him.
What? Is that how you say Vitaly?
I accidentally said just Vatos.
Vatos. He's the guy who did the Hollywood sign too, isn't he?
Did he?
No. He climbed the Hollywood sign and got arrested. That was the correction. There's a store in Hollywood called Hollyweed, and
there's a show called Hollyweed now with Kevin Smith.
Really?
There's a lot of weed shows coming out, like the one where it's like weed cooking. There's a bunch of weed cooking shows coming out.
Oh, yeah. There's one on Netflix.
I love the intro. I showed you, Matt.
Yeah, you showed it to me.
It's like, weed. Uh-oh, marijuana.
This isn't your mother's cooking show.
Yeah, exactly.
An old 90s radio show.
It just sounds like that. It's like, I get it. Okay, we get it. Yeah. Let's move on to like meth.
Did I like a meth cooking show?
Oh yeah.
They just sprinkle little it's like a cupcake with a little bit of meth sprinkled on top. You do meth, right, Sean?
Oh, all the time.
That's how you get through the day.
How else can I get through my videos?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Do you guys
that's how you turn it on.
I don't know if I brought up that I got inked up yet. Did I bring that up on a podcast?
Matt Watson has a tattoo now.
Woo! Yep.
Whoa!
Womp womp.
I got myself one big portrait of Ryan's face on my back.
Change your panties, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got a Simpsons tattoo. That sounds real.
Fathers, lock up your sons. Matt Watson's on the town.
I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say more like...
sons, lock up your fathers?
Yeah. Sons, you heard my rap. Lock up your fathers, guys.
He also got the blood of his mother in the ink.
I did.
So there's a piece of her with him. It's a bit weird because it's family blood anyway. I don't know why.
I already have my mom's blood, but when my mother passed a couple weeks ago, I asked the mortician. I was like, "Can you give me all of her blood?" So they gave it to me. Actually, there's a lot of blood in the human body.
Some of her cremated ashes as well.
I got the ashes, mix it with the blood, make a nice little paste.
Did you snort some of it?
The ashes. Yes, I had a terrible asthma attack from it, but I'd like to think that was my mom.
Pussy.
You know. Give me a smack on the head. Like, don't do that, silly.
Yeah.
You know, she was always doing that.
Yeah. Big up, Mom.
I love you, Mommy. It was funny because earlier we were talking about, do I call my dad Daddy? I do call my mom Mommy still. I call her up. I say, hey, Mommy.
Okay.
Actually, do you do that ironically, though?
Yesterday I went, hello, Mommy, when she picked up the phone.
I can't. Anytime you say anything, I can't take you seriously anyway. So.
A deep voice makes her kind of.
We're not talking about my mom like this, Ryan.
Sorry. I just.
Yes, I know, but we're not talking about it.
Okay.
We're not talking about anything related to my mom.
That's fine.
And your relationship.
Can I meet
with her.
Matt Momsen?
Matt Momsen's her name. Matt Momsen, mother of Matt Watson.
I don't meet her. Is she hot?
Matt Sunson.
She looks like him.
She's pretty hot, yeah.
She looks just like Matt with long hair.
So very hot.
That's actually my sister looks just like me with long hair.
Well, your sister super looks like hot. Your mom.
Yeah, and my mom looks like my sister.
Super
and your
mega
mom looks
hot.
Like your dad.
So. Are you guys incestual?
Yes. From South Carolina, Sean.
That's true.
Definitely incestual. Ryan, I wonder how far back you have to go until you and I are related. Somewhere along the line.
Two generations.
To Africa.
Somewhere.
To Africa.
Maybe before that, you know?
To Africa.
You know, you have Dutch in you, right?
Have you guys ever done your ancestry tests?
No, I looked at my sisters and I was like, that's pretty much the same, right?
Yeah.
My sister's from the same mom and dad. Yeah. But I know that there's like some genes that can be different.
That you know of. What if you're adopted?
I could be. It was totally plausible that I'm adopted. I don't think I look like my dad at all.
What if you're like from like Bolivia or something like that?
That'd be fucking sweet. Where's Botswana?
I don't know.
Do you know where Tijuana is?
Yeah.
Where?
Mexico.
Damn it.
Let's quiz him on some geography.
Now you just need to watch a movie from the 90s where Tijuana, Mexico is. Don't quiz me on my geography. I did an episode of that already.
What country is Botswana in?
I don't fucking know.
That you failed because it's not in a country. It's a country itself. What continent is Botswana in?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Why?
Sean.
Africa.
Boom. You got it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was just based on the fact that it was like an African sounding place.
All right, Ryan. What country? What?
Where's Zanzibar?
Africa.
There you go.
That sounds like a very African country.
They have the best names over there. Zanzibar.
Those countries have
Chad.
Addis Ababa.
Chad. which country has the biggest?
My mother went to South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. She went to Cape Town.
Is that in Johannesburg? No.
Yeah, it's where District 9 is.
Yeah, ooh. Dude. I love that movie.
I have no idea. I'm just naming shit.
No. District 9 is in Johannesburg. It takes place there. Was that a guess?
South Africa?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
South Africa.
You guys want to take a trip to South Africa? I'd love to go to South Africa. That'd be such a cool place to visit.
You know what else would be a cool place to visit?
What?
West Virginia.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to the West Virginia. I've been to West Virginia. That place was... very
country roads,
exactly,
take me home.
Exactly as you would imagine.
Mama, take me home. Wait, that's
West
not
Virginia.
It. Mommy, take me home.
Take me home, Mom.
To the place.
Take me home, Mommy.
Where my home?
Tickle my dome in West Virginia.
The classic song, Tickle My Dome.
Who wants to tickle my dome after this podcast?
I'll tickle your dome during this podcast.
I got a nice...
I'm going to sit this one out.
You got a nice fucking Mound of Venus going on right now.
That's what it's called, dude.
Did you
go on Wikipedia, too, as a kid, and look up the names for all the technical parts of the human anatomy?
I've visited Reddit
Mound
once
of
or
Venus?
Twice.
No, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
I never went to Urban Dictionary that much, because to me, like, whenever... I just always tried to actually figure out what words meant, and then when it always took me there, it was like, oh, I don't want
to... I just remember a friend put me onto the subreddit Mound of Venus, which was just dedicated to all of that. And that, I was like, you're into, you know, there's actual porn out there, right?
Well, some people like the Wikipedia shit. I go to Wikipedia for my porn. I look up vagina and that's where I go.
You ever do Wikipedia races?
Yes. There's so much fun.
Back in school. You ever did that?
Mm-hmm. Did that for a video.
I'm not very good at it.
Neither am I. But I always like giving people like go from Furbies to Nintendo 64.
Furbies to Botswana. We should do it right
Furbies
now.
To Antifa.
We should do it right now.
I wonder. Just get the like two polar opposites of something.
I wonder what we could do. Because you just have to find something in politics. You'd have to find some country, like probably North America, then politics, and then
that's actually
Democratic, and then like...
I wonder what has the biggest degrees of separation.
What if I tried to do Furbies to Antifa right now? And see how quickly I could do it. We'll do a conversation, but I'll...
Do it. Do it as you talk about your sponsor.
And then you're going to have to tell us, like...
Okay, let me open up Wikipedia real quick.
Furby. Does mobile Wikipedia allow you to see the trail you went through to get...
No, but I can look at my internet history, which you guys are not allowed to look at. Furby official website.
I like how you say that, like you're into some like weird shit. It's like, I think everyone kind of knows how fucking weird you are right now.
You want to look at my
internet
history?
There's nothing on your Wikipedia search... or on your internet search that would ever surprise me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think
anything... Should I surprise him?
Knowing you and knowing the conversations we've had, I don't think there's anything you could ever show me that would surprise me.
Wow, Sean, spilling the tea over here. Oh, I don't think... Actually, I probably couldn't surprise you.
Yeah.
We've had some conversations. All right, I'm on Furby. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Should we talk about them?
I'm going to count the pages, though.
What? I mean, what...
Talk about Furbies while I do this.
Talk about Furbies? Did you have your own one?
No, my friends did. I couldn't afford
them. I feel
them.
Like... Oh, really? Okay, I thought you would have been the generation after they were popular. Just kind of
no,
like, oh...
That was like right as I was growing up.
Okay. Because I was still pretty young when they came out. I had one that would turn on in the closet and start chirping.
I hate that. Nice. That did my sister. It'd turn in the middle of the night and would like start speaking.
I really liked it. I always put my pinky in its mouth because I liked it biting on my pinky.
Did you ever put your dick in it?
No, because my dick was too small.
Smaller than your pinky?
It would have been chopped off.
What if it just bit with such a force?
Like
it
a does. Fucking snapping turtle?
Have you seen, there's videos of them, like snapping turtles, where some people just throw items at them and they'll just like crush them. Instantly.
Yep.
Okay, did you ever hear the thing, like, when you were young about snapping turtles, of how, like, they'll hold on to you until it thunders or something like that?
There's well, we don't have nature like that where I'm from.
You have sheep. They're close to snapping turtles. they're in the same family.
Snapping turtles.
What do you have?
You have sheep.
You have sheep. You don't have snakes.
We have cows.
Do you really not have any snakes?
No.
Not one.
I mean, a lot of Europe doesn't have snakes.
Okay, I'm currently on the Wikipedia page for fascism.
Oh, okay.
Already?
Yeah. Neo-fascist, post-fascist.
Well, I feel like you're in the neighborhood now. You just need to find that.
You're very close.
You need to find that postcode.
Keep going. I want to read my trail to you guys.
When you're done.
When I'm done, yeah.
When you're done, because that's how we judge this thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I have a bit of a tension headache. So
Do you want to hit the jewel?
Oh, it's fine. That would make it worse.
Okay, well, sure.
What do you need, Ryan?
Ibuprofen, maybe some Tylenol or Advil, some water.
Just go get some.
Just need to hydrate.
Do you want some water? I got some Evian water right here.
Sponsor.
Would you like to suck that down? It's actually
this Grey Poupon, that Evian.
That TED Talk. It's not real Evian water. It's Evian, I say. It's actually, I refilled it when I was at my place. So it's not actual.
With tap?
No, with out of a Crystal Geyser bottle.
I just realized you said you have a tension headache. I thought you said, I have an attention headache. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not getting enough attention. I have a headache. Please talk to me.
You got
to
rub his head.
Oh, no.
Pamper him. Make him feel good.
Do you guys realize the last time we recorded something together and the only time we recorded something together?
Yes, that was 2 years ago.
Was when, right after VidCon.
Oh, my God, 2016.
And we were all kind of drunk. And everyone,
I wasn't because I was underage.
Everyone's Jackbox, right?
Drawful.
Which is in Jackbox, right?
It's same company, but it's not.
It's a game in the Jackbox party.
The first one, but they made it like its own separate game, I think.
But everyone thought I hated you because I was so mean. And I talked like this.
I remember that. It's like, wow, Sean seems not like himself in this one. Does he hate the guys?
I can't wait to hear the ones after this now. He's like, he's so quiet.
What's wrong with him?
Are you okay?
They didn't seem to mesh well. What's going on?
He mentioned Antifa. Is he okay?
Are you part of
it? LA is changing him.
Okay. I'm surprised it's taken this long. I thought once he said fascism, I was like, oh, he's going to get it in like 2 minutes.
Oh, you know what? I need to go to the Italian fascism page because Antifa is started as an Italian thing.
Okay.
Okay.
So glad this is a thing that's happening right now.
Listen, I'm trying, guys. This is like, I got to.
This is quintessential super mega.
Gotta go from Furbies
right
to Antifa.
Trotskyists.
See, that's how I know how to play to you guys' strengths. As soon as I mentioned Antifa, Matt was like, do you want me to do it? I knew what he wanted to hear.
Far left political parties.
Oh.
Is it? It's not a political party, though.
It's not a party. It's a, what would you call it?
It's just a group. It's an organization.
I'm saying nothing because I'm going to be completely wrong because I have no idea.
You know what? As he's doing that, I got a confession to make, which you probably heard hints of earlier in this podcast, people.
What is it?
I've just been drawn into Fortnite recently. I actually started I've actually started playing it. I know. I actually was looking at it for the longest time. I'm like, I'm never going to play that stupid fucking game.
That was the exact same way I was.
And then I played with friends, and then that's what kind of spinned me on it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I also use it to kind of play Xbox Live with like a friend who lives back in South Carolina. So like, that's how I get with that. But also just... it's actually pretty fun.
It is.
It's a pretty fun
What surprises
game.
Me is that I play it all the time, and I really like it, and I used to be a big PUBG player.
Yeah.
And then I got into that, and like I understand where people are coming from, and I get why they say what they say, and I was the same when I looked at it.
Oh,
I was like, that
like,
does
it's
not
a,
look fun.
It's not a masterpiece, or I don't think it's anything really different. I just think it got a formula down.
Yeah, and it's very like... It's like, it has the ADD stuff down. It's just enough time to let you not get bored.
New skins every day. New challenges every day. New seasons every 10 weeks.
Thanos!
Woo! I love Thanos!
Thanos.
But as popular as the game is, every time I talk to people, like, I don't play Fortnite. Like, none of the people I know, apart from you, actually play it.
I know.
Which is so bizarre.
But, well, it's always kind of like, I'm afraid to bring it up, because, like, then it's like, oh, you're one of those gamer people.
Yeah.
You don't play, like, actual games. Like, you play Fortnite.
It's like Bob kind of plays it, and Critical plays it, and I've played with them a few times.
Bob plays PUBG more, doesn't he, though?
Yeah.
He still plays PUBG.
He still likes PUBG more, but, like, everyone I meet in person is like, I don't play it.
I see Bob streaming PUBG every now and then. I'm like, ooh, look at this.
Look at him go.
Look at him go. Look at this nice fella go.
There's Mascarms. Let's play PUBG.
This is really hard, guys.
Man, how have you not? I am disappointed.
Okay,
right
stop
now.
This, because you're not it's contributing not to the episode.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got the anti-Marxist.
Can you go from Antifa to Furbies?
Probably. That'd be
that would
easier.
Be much harder.
I bet I can do that in less than 2 minutes.
No, stop. Put your phone down.
Just like, how can I not talk at all during this podcast?
Yeah, I'm contributing. Watson. I'm doing a game. I'm gaming right now.
Are you a real gamer?
I'm a real gamer.
Fuck.
You guys are talking games. I'm gaming right now on
What's
my
your
phone.
KD in Wikipedia race? How many wins you got?
Six.
Sick.
You know, I got chicken dinner twice on PUBG Mobile in a row. 8 kills each round.
Yeah, PUBG Mobile's full of bots, so.
Well, do you have to take this from me, dude?
Yeah.
Do you really have to?
I'm sorry I'm not a pro gamer like you, but do you have to take this from me?
Yeah.
I was so excited.
I've never gotten a chicken dinner or a fucking, what is it?
Victory chicken Royale. Royale.
Chicken Royale.
A Royale with cheese.
I haven't gotten a battle. Is it? It's not called Victory Royale. That's what it's called in PUBG, right?
Number one, Victory Royale.
Yeah.
I bet.
I've been close. I've been in like the top five a good bit.
But we've been number two in PUBG a ton.
That one game, the first one we put on the channel, we got really close.
You know what?
You know,
I bet that if you did PUBG Mobile with me, we can get chicken dinner on our first try.
Yeah.
I just want to feel like it's earned, you know?
Are you saying he didn't earn his chicken dinners?
I'm not saying
that. Is that what you're saying,
that
I didn't earn that chicken dinner?
I'm just saying.
I smelled it in the kitchen, man. I smelled that chicken dinner from down the hall, and I came running for it.
That's big dick energy.
Oh, my luck, now that I said that, I want to make it feel earned. My first win is going to be just like two people getting in a fight, and then they both die in the storm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's probably the only way I'm actually going to win. Is I just have to hope and pray that someone dies in the storm.
A win
that
was
a
win. like 2 wins ago. That was the last one.
Really?
Yeah.
A win is a win, guys.
A win is a win is a win.
You still lasted that long.
That's the thing. A win is a win. Nobody killed you.
I found that circle and I ran to it.
The map's not that big. I'm actually surprised that it takes a while to find people sometimes. Because I'll land in quote-unquote populated areas, I think. And then I look around because I try to get a chest. I go to the places where chests are, but not where everyone's just going to shoot me once they land on a roof type of thing. And I've, the past 3 games I've played, I've gotten in just the top 10 and I've just been running around. I don't hide. I just run around and I'm just looking for people. I'm like, I can't find shit. And I look at structures of battles once fought. I'm like, yep. They had a fun time.
Whenever I win, though, it's always because I don't get many kills. Mm-hmm. It's like I land somewhere far away and then I get in and then all the good players have killed each other and tilted.
Yeah.
And then like a couple of dumbasses left over.
Another player got lucky and like shotgunned a weak good player.
Yeah.
So now they're just camping and then you end up fighting them and they don't have any good weapons because they camped the whole
game. I think I got one against a decent player and then the rest were like, well, you probably should have killed me.
Ever gotten to a building battle?
No, I'm not good at building. I'm good at shooting.
Dude, I was all about that Hunger Games in Minecraft.
The maps you could download?
No. The kind of online servers you could join. And it was a battle royale game, but it was on Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And
it was before all those other ones.
There was the cornucopia type thing where all the good stuff was, but then there were like chests out scattered more. And you just went and shot people or killed people with
That's
a sword.
The thing.
It was very fun.
PUBG shouldn't be suing Fortnite. Minecraft should be suing PUBG.
Is PUBG suing Fortnite?
They were. They stopped.
They stopped? They dropped that?
What was it for? Publicity or?
They just said because Epic has the engine that PUBG runs on. Mm-hmm. So they were helping them craft certain mechanics to help have like a 100-player server. And then took some of those things and put them on Fortnite. And then they were like, hey, you helped us build these things. And now you stole them to do your own version of it.
Yeah, it's just when I think about crafting and stuff, I always think about like a way I could craft a better education for myself. And you can do that.
How, Ryan?
With Udemy. Udemy is the largest and most accessible online learning marketplace with the most courses, teachers, and opportunities for students everywhere around the globe.
Udemy has over 65,000 courses. How many is that, Sean?
65,000 courses.
Over 65,000.
Holy sh! From coding to comic book art, available anywhere on their website and app.
One thing I love about podcasting and about listening to podcasts is the learning experience, to be able to open my ideas up to others and to listen to new ideas in a space that a decade ago wouldn't have been available to me. That reminds me of another great learning tool I found the other day called, I already brought it in.
Well, I wanted to learn how to make my very own comic book, so I took the comic book art course, and guess what, Ryan? I made my own comic book, published it, and I sold 2 copies, and that's pretty good for me.
Wowzers.
I loved it, I had a wonderful teacher. It has something for everyone. You want to learn Unity, you want to learn farming, I'm sure it's on there. And whether I'm at home, at the desk, on the computer, or using their app on my phone, Udemy gives me access to new knowledge wherever I am.
You people need to check out Udemy. They've helped students all over the world improve their skills, their careers, and their lives. Also, they've helped me set up this exclusive offer just for our listeners.
Go to ude.my/supermega right now and get 90% off. When you sign up for classes, you will not find a better price. That's underlined, guys. So sign up for classes now using our link, ude.my/supermega. And get access to life-changing classes for 90% off.
Wow.
And make sure you download their app for your phone so you can stream your studies wherever you are. That's ude.my/supermega. ude.my/supermega.
Thanks, guys.
What a great ad. Okay, now we're back talking to
Estevan Septicai.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing some white Reeboks, a pair of yellow Russian socks.
It was a joke. I can see what you're wearing.
Okay, well, the viewers can't, so I was going to maybe paint a picture for them.
Viewers, they can guess what I'm wearing, and they'd be right. Actually, guess right now what I'm wearing in chat, and I'm about to say, just pause it after you guess. Okay, I'm about to say.
Don't cheat. Don't be one of those fuckers who goes ahead and then goes back and is like, I got it.
Okay, here we go. I am, in fact, wearing a black t-shirt with black gym shorts, and today I'm wearing black sandals.
There it is. I wonder how many people got that.
A lot of people.
We're all wearing all black. I just realized that.
Although people are going to say flip-flops and not sandals, so a lot of people are going to lose this one.
Are you wearing slides? Huh? Slides?
Or is that what they are?
Flippy-floppies?
Are you talking
the type
slide
you slide
ons?
Your foot in?
Yeah,
you're wearing
That's
slides.
What sandals
so,
are.
Yeah, there you go. Not flip-flops, guys. Those are they can flip and flop, but they're slides.
Yeah, flip-flops has the thing between your big toe. And
I hate that. I can't do that.
I don't like them. I've been wearing them recently just because they're quick to put on, like when I go to the beach or the pool or something. And they just, I think because my feet are fucked up. So like my big toe goes underneath my second toe and it's real uncomfortable. So kind of already like
See,
crossed
this,
over.
This is what happens when your family is incest.
Exactly. I'm not debating that. And when I put my foot in, it's just very uncomfortable and it makes them flop extra hard. So I'm walking. It's like, that's what it sounds like when I walk. With flip-flops.
It does. Ooh. I've heard it.
Actually, I broke my toe in a pair of flip-flops. And that was kind of when I stopped wearing them. I do like flip-flops. I don't like the way they feel on my specific feet. They're very easy, comfortable shoes. I like slides. Slides are like the flip-flops of the future. They're very comfortable. Just slip them right on.
Flip-flops for millennials. Which we just found out Matt is not a millennial.
According to some definitions, I'm a Gen Z.
You're Gen Z?
Gen Zer.
Wait, are you a millennial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Millennials 86 to 96.
It's when like your formative like teenage years, I think, were in 2000s.
Yeah. So
if you're in that bracket, I think you qualify.
I think January 1st, 1996. No. 96 is where Gen Z starts, according to some sources.
I'm a millennial.
Some sources say that
up top.
Wow.
That was a good high five, guys. I'm really proud of you.
We did it twice.
Some people say that Gen Z starts after 9/11 because it's like a separation of people. It's like, were
that's,
you born
that's
before
what freaks
after?
Me out. Well, it doesn't freak me out, but the thing that like a lot of people who are like actual people in society now were born after 9/11.
It's weird, right?
Because
that's also a very like America centric view.
Oh, actually,
what?
Okay, millennials, Generation Y, Gen Next, that's what these people are called, are from 1980 to 1994. So I just made the cut for millennials. And then Gen Z is 1995 to 2012.
So I'm Gen Z. Look at me, guys. So when people complain about millennials and their fidget spinners and shit, I'm excluded from that. I am actually on a
fucking
whole new,
much worse.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry, guys. Can I just say I'm a millennial? I don't know Gen Zer.
What's the thing Gen Zers do?
Fidget spinners and Fortnite
dances.
Yeah, Fortnite dances. That's a big one.
Am I a Gen Zer then?
Do you know any Fortnite dances?
Hell yeah.
Can you do them?
I can do one. I can do two.
Can you do that dumb little...
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Is that dance called?
Oh, this
one. What is that called?
I think it's what is it called? Block Boy or something?
In Fortnite, it's called Hype.
Hype. Okay.
It's like this. It's like... Something like that.
Yeah.
That
was good, right?
Sean, your face was just...
Yeah. Sure. Hey, I know my Fortnite.
Wait, when
dances.
You do that, Matt, are you like, I'm killing it?
Are you like, I'm a fucking Gen Z, dude?
I'm getting it. This looks exactly like how I see
it.
Get it,
dude.
Here's the thing. If you guys can think you're good at it, but because you're millennials and you're not Gen Zers like I am, you're outdated. You're like old people trying to relate to kids.
Yeah.
You're a child?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like around you.
Okay, Sean. You know what? I'm about to bust out my bullwhip and slap you across the face with it.
You know what Gen Zers are? They have big dick energy.
Yeah,
that's what they have.
I got big dick energy,
and
guys.
Big moods.
I got memes.
And fucked up mentalities because of social media.
He said big moods, not big boobs.
Okay.
I'm 22 and I'm in Gen Z.
Were you calculating?
I was just making sure that we were all set and good.
I didn't say anything bad about Gen Z. I am part of Gen Z, Ryan, and I'm offended that you would say that.
But you're a child.
Another thing Gen Zers do. They're offended.
Yeah. All the fucking time.
And what about it?
Spare me your fucking feelings, dumbass.
Yeah, back in my day, I would just go out and repress my shit and then grow up to be an alcoholic. Probably not like myself.
And then I'd go home and drink. And afterwards, I'd wake up slightly hungover. I'd go out into my day, start with a coffee. I'd start texting while driving on the 101. And then, as I'm driving, I'll look up and see a little black Fiat that just braked. I don't have enough time to brake myself, so I'll slam into the back of them. And then,
is this what happened to you today?
Yes.
Is this therapy for you now?
Yes.
Spill
it, man. You got rear-ended?
How fast were they going when they rear-ended you?
Do you think it was a Gen Zer who hit you?
Was it
Gen
Zer?
I mean, it was on the highway. So
that's pretty fucking fast.
Thing is, you can't tell.
So both of you were moving?
No, there was a car in front of me. I braked, and then all of a sudden, like just a big old crash, and he hit me. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I thought the back was gonna be crumpled as fuck. Went back, the back bumper was like. Slightly?
I think you're
exaggerating happened.
Remember when we got hit?
We got rear-ended when we were in Ryan's car once.
It was hard.
Like, we got like a little like whiplash from that, and there was not a single mark on the car. That thing is durable.
Yeah.
I was like shocked.
Fiat 500s. At least from the back, they're durable.
The
I don't know.
Nokia of cars.
God. I don't want to see the crumple zone of a Fiat.
It's probably
that's something
not
I don't
good.
Actually. I'm gonna
or
look
like
it
a
up
smart
now.
Car.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh, I feel
like
smart
been
cars.
At getting new cars.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
I see them around all the time in California. I think smart cars are like
I don't see them as much anymore.
That's a guaranteed death in a car accident.
Yeah,
like
you are the crumple zone in a smart car.
Exactly. Like there's no way. Or if that thing flips, it's like you're in like a small iron chamber getting thrown around.
I just realized that smart car is like the most Irish thing I could say.
Smart car.
Smart car.
Care. Can you do an American accent at all?
Certain ones, but I can't do like a neutral one.
Can I do like a sentence that you repeat? Can I try?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say like a regular thing.
Can you just do your catchphrase in an American accent?
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
There's still a bit of it. In there.
Yeah.
How about this?
There.
Okay. I'm gonna say something very just kind of like I'm trying to think.
American.
Just something to say to. Where
I would like one cheeseburger.
There's that. There's a say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
See, that was good.
I could still hear a little Irish
but that's,
stank
it,
on
that's
that.
The thing. It doesn't sound natural. It sounds like I'm imitating. Right?
I can't
actually
do an Irish
sounding.
Accent. Irish. Wait.
Irish.
What was that?
I can't do.
Well,
an
my,
Irish
mine's
accent.
Not very thick. Thick. There's
thick.
A, there's a
thick.
There's a
thick. 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 Not thick.
It's top of the morning to you, laddies.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. You're getting kind of Britishy.
Oh, top of the fucking morning to you, laddies.
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
You should try like a Dublin accent. Say, oh, how's it going, boys? How are you doing?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
That shit's hard, man.
Did you have a thing before the whoosh, Like, top
that was,
of the
that
movie.
Was really
like,
fucking good.
That was fucking
I don't
awesome.
Even need, because in my thing, I just put in a sound effect, but I just go, whoopoosh, to give like the starting point for Robin to edit it. Right. I don't need that if you're around.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd be dude. Glad to sit like with a mic right before you do it at the same time. Just go, whoosh. Like that?
Jesus.
That's really good.
You gotta hire this guy. Ryan, you're fired from Super Mega and Game Grumps. You're gonna go work for Sean
honor.
Now, and you're gonna go okay. do that
I'm gonna
sound
give you $15,000 a month.
Yes.
is there something I can
Matt,
do?
Matt, if he offered me that kind of money, I'd have to think about it long and hard.
That would definitely have to be a thinker.
Yeah.
That's
I'd
not...
sit down and I'd actually have to talk through it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you have to like call your mom and talk to her about this and be like, so
if you wanted to make the offer, we could just have the conversation right now and get it over with.
Does Ryan just stand off to the side of the camera and just go...
Yeah, this is why you're not getting it.
Okay. Shit.
What can you do for me, Matt? What can Matthew do for Esteban?
Mr. Esteban,
what can
please.
What can Matthew do for Esteban? Oh, little time.
Can we call
famous,
the episode that?
I'll do my famous Barack Obama impression. It's spot on.
Okay, do Jacksepticeye Barack Obama.
Top of the morning to you, Michelle. It's Barack Obama.
That's pretty good.
See?
Yeah, let's do it together. Do the...
Top of the morning to you, laddies. It's Jacksepticeye.
I don't even need a channel anymore.
I know.
I don't even need to do anything.
Look out. We're taking that spot, man.
Look out, world.
Do you think we could get Obama on the podcast?
Easy.
GG easy, dude.
Go back and listen to everything we've ever said.
There's a lot of things in early Super Mega that
I'm boys seem pretty epic. Your boys,
what would Obama call you guys?
Epic.
What would he call
instead
us?
Of Donnie and Arnold, what would Matt and Ryan be?
Mark and...
Ryland.
Ryland. Call me Mac. Mac and Brian.
Mac and Brian from a Hyper Mega.
Hyper awesome.
I love those guys.
You guys got a mustard? Spicy mustard?
Spicy mustard?
Like a Dijon mustard?
Dijon.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rub my foot on you, dude. Don't make a big deal out of it.
But to answer your question, yes, I did have something before the top of the morning.
What was it?
It used to be, I used to have a different voice.
Just a shriek.
But it went on for like 10 seconds.
I'm welcome to Happy Wheels.
Just imagining that.
I used to put on like a voice because I didn't like my Irish accent.
And would you make your voice deeper? Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of, yeah.
Wait,
it used to be, hello, all you beautiful people out there. You can go back and watch it now.
I'm going to.
No way. You did microphone reviews too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did one. The Rode podcast.
Did you do it in that intro? Did you do the...
I don't know if that was in that. It was a long time ago.
I think you just said, hey.
You can't go back to the very start because I had a lot of different intros back then.
We've never had a Super Mega intro. We just kind of were like, what's up, guys? What's up, gamers?
You don't really need one. When I started like 5 years ago, that was the time when everybody had an intro.
You had an intro. Yeah, you had all that jazz. You had like basically like a brandable package.
Yeah, back then everything was kind of, it had to be a thing. Everything you did had to be your thing.
That was a little thingish.
Oh, thingish?
Ryan, we should make an intro for Super Megacast from now on.
What's up, cunts?
What was that?
Oh, well, that was like a little jingle, I guess. The one that
was Kids with Problems, right?
Mm-mm. That was Super Mega.
Kids with
was
Guns.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. How would people...
Kids with Problems?
How would people react if you just started off with, what's up, cunts?
I don't think... real quick, so whoever's reviewing it to demonetize the video, be like, all right, that's demonetized.
Sorry.
That's now.
It says the evolution of Jacksepticeye, but it starts off with that. How is that the evolution? Wait, hold on.
Because that's me now, reviewing old me.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's actually from your... Okay, do you...
Look up Cry of Fear.
Cry of Fear? Cry of...
I gotta say, man, your hair's looking real good these days.
My hair's long and greasy.
Looks real good. Is
just
it greasy?
Like the first episode should be like good gel. With that one?
I think so, yeah.
I like your outfits these days, too. You're looking real stylish.
Thanks, boy. Feeling fresh as hell.
You're looking fresh as hell. Do you smell fresh
Hello!
As hell?
There it is.
That's where it started.
My name is Jacksepticeye.
Do you talk like that throughout the whole thing?
Not really. It kind of...
I like the ambient effects.
You kind of do. I like the ambient effects.
And that's why everyone thought I was a fake Irishman, because I thought I was American back then.
Sounds like a 12-year-old impersonating Alex Jones. I like it though.
Hello! The chemtrails are turning the frogs gay!
Wait. Speaking of chemtrails, I saw a tweet that Kylie Jenner did back in 2015. I saw it today, where she tweeted out this picture. Actually, let me.
Of chemtrails?
No, yeah, she tweeted out a picture of chemtrails in the sky.
In the shape of Kim's ass.
And the, this was before that whole trend. I love how Kylie Jenner, who was named
2015 was before that trend?
Of Kim's ass? Kim's ass didn't exist until last year. There was just nothing. It just appeared into existence one day.
Huh. And then that picture with her with the glass on her back.
Her ass has always been a big thing, though.
He's doing.
Are you? Fucking,
I'm doing a bit.
I don't know.
Like it just magically poofed one day.
Oh! I get it.
She yeah. held in a sneeze and it went boom.
like a cartoon just.
She tweeted this out.
Boom, boom.
So she tweeted out a picture of chemtrails and it says, "Let's ask ourselves, why did I see 75 planes spraying white stuff into the sky on my 15-minute drive to work? Who pays for this and why is it happening? Is something being exterminated here? Is that something me? Does this have anything to do with why honeybees are dying off really fast? Why are some days normal with no planes spraying, and others look like this? Who is responsible? What effect will this have on our health and our children's futures?" And then all caps, who the censored F word, thought this was a good idea? Am I the only one who sees this?
$900 million person.
The thing that you can say about her is, like, yes, that might have been a stupid thing to say, but you can also say that, like, this is Kylie, right?
Kylie
is probably also, like, really good at investing. And so can you, if you use Robinhood.
I thought you were going to say, well, she was 14 at the time. So it makes sense. Because, actually, she probably was, like 15 when she tweeted that, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks.
Stocks.
ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy.
It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers like you to invest for the first time with true confidence. Simple and intuitive. Clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. They actually, they threw us some stock share things, and we got an account with them, and we've been playing around on it. It's actually real freaking cool looking at our stocks grow. Look, it's like watering a little flower. You come back, see how your flower's doing. Is that a good metaphor for stocks?
I would say so. It definitely looks really nice on their app they have.
You're right, Ryan. It's easy to understand charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections, 100 most popular sectors like entertainment, social media, and curated things like female CEOs and analyst ratings of buy/hold/sell for every stock.
I think Ryan should say more things now.
You're right, Sean. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. You'll have custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at megacast.robinhood.com. That's
megacast.robinhood.com.
Sean's going to buy all of our stocks, and it's going to be like a little pump and dump scheme. So I'm excited, man.
Cool.
That was your nickname in high school, right? Pump and dump?
Yeah.
Why'd they call you that?
Because I used to jerk off everywhere.
Sounds a lot like someone else I know.
Man, why?
You definitely look like a dude who just jerked off in school all the time.
That was like a bully laugh. Like that sounded like a genuine laugh. That was just.
Yeah, I bet you did.
No, that's what it sounded. I was taken aback at first.
I bet you masturbated all the time.
Ryan's face is just like, oh, brings it all back.
I mean, I did. So I can't.
I did it again.
Huge masturbator, dude.
What if my laugh was like that from now on? Like I broke myself, and now it's like.
There's a mixture of.
What would that sound like, Matt?
That sounded just. Can you replicate my laugh like the best you can? It's not bad.
Something like that.
Some of it's very like shrill. Like it's a very sudden like. Like
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Both of you and Tucker sound the exact same.
Tucker's laugh. I can never tell if it's a real laugh or a fake laugh because his fake laugh. It's like, it's like that.
It does sound just like
and like when he does a fake laugh.
Do it again.
wait, hold on. I gotta warm up for it. When he does a fake laugh, it's the exact same as his real laugh. So when he does a real laugh that's like that, I'm like, is he being condescending or is he actually
nothing,
laughing?
He doesn't sustain his laugh. It just comes out and then he's...
I know, he goes back to straight face. He goes,
That was a good joke. I like that.
He likes sighing a lot after laughing. He's like,
He's a sociopath.
And then he just stands there and goes...
He's so proud of his laugh.
The thing with Tucker is that he laughs and then he does the thing and all the time he just and it's just thing and it's great. It's great. And then you go outside.
It's a perfect like
just, you
I don't
have
know
to
if
stop
I'm talking. Am I talking to Tucker right now?
You're talking
to
Esteban.
Yeah, so it's a movie.
I'm sorry.
It's a movie showing this weekend and I don't know. Maybe you want to see
it. If you want to go, you guys can like jump in my car or you can like go on your own. That's up to you. You can do what you want.
You've got his speech pattern down perfectly.
His brother talks just like that.
He does. He was on the phone with him and I was like, what the fuck?
His brother walked into the office
once.
It's
like talking with an echo.
Yeah, I was just like, I thought it was Tucker because they look so similar. Yeah. They have the same mannerisms.
His brother has short hair,
though. Speak the exact same, yeah. Tucker's got that long hippy-dippy hair. He's got the hippy-dippy haircut.
It's hippy-dippy bullshit. Really not PC of you to say.
What?
You can't say hippie dippy.
They
here.
Used to dip the hippies in tar.
No, I'm sorry, hippies.
They used to tar and feather the hippies.
What if I got like really into like hippie culture and I put like Grateful Dead posters up and grew my hair out and wore like those little like rose tinted glasses?
I think we should all become, what are they called? Juggalos?
YouTubers? Juggalos, yeah.
Gigolos?
No.
We'll be Juggalo Gigolos.
Okay.
Actually, there's a song
I There's a market
the
for that.
There's definitely a market for Juggalo Gigolos.
You think you're the first person to think of that. You think you're a genius right now. But
you thought of it. I didn't think of it.
I said Juggalos, and he said Gigolos, and you said Juggalo Gigolos.
Well, I was fusing two trains of thought.
Juggling Gigolo Juggalos.
High five. High five me, brother.
Oh, there it is.
Bro fist me.
I did it.
Bro fist me. Catch the
jiggling, juggling, gigolo, juggalos.
Jiggling, juggling, gigolo, juggalos. Name of the episode.
There's your laugh.
That's it. Can we name the episode that?
Yeah, if you
if it's
want.
Not too long, throw a few words out.
Can we name the episode Ryan's Laugh and just put in a soundbite in the title?
I wish.
I wish we could do that.
I wish it was just like, I wish we could just put a GIF as the title.
You know, remember when, like, on like Twitter and YouTube and stuff, you used to be able to make your profile picture like a GIF? Remember that?
Yeah, Ross's is still a GIF.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it,
Well, on certain sites it is. We should... On mobile, I don't think it's a GIF.
Let's jump
on
his computer.
Twitter, right? On Twitter, you used to be
able to... Yeah, and YouTube. Because I remember those YouTube channels that animated. I had one for a while. Took me, like, 6 hours of Googling how to, like, make a GIF when I was a kid. And I figured it out, and I made it my channel thing. It didn't
work.
And
then you made a Shane
reason.
Dawson video.
Well, I did do that. Do you know Shane Dawson?
Have you met him before?
No, I've never met him. I've talked to him a little bit on Twitter.
Could he do a reaction video to my Shane Dawson reaction video?
He doesn't do reaction videos anymore. He's higher key than that.
Could we get him on to talk about
conspiracy good content now.
Videos and
documentary interview things?
He did one, though, with Tana. Does he still do them?
He's doing one with Jeffree Star right now.
Yeah, he's doing a Jeffree Star one.
I saw something. Dude, Jeffree Star is rich as fuck.
Yeah, he is. They opened their closet and there's like, I didn't watch it, but my friend told me that, like, they have like $7 million or something to want, like shoes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know Jeffree Star is like loaded.
Yeah. He had a handbag that was like $37,000.
Holy.
He makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
How?
Stuff over $100 million a year.
Stuff that costs like thousands of dollars. Like Shane was like, what's this? And he was like, how much does this cost? And he's like, I can't remember. I don't pay attention to the price. I just get it. It's
oh
like,
my
man.
I mean, he used to be a big star back on MySpace, and then he had the music career that Akon signed him up for.
What does Jeffree Star do?
Watch the Shane Dawson documentary, you need to find out.
Like, how is this person rich?
Shane sent Esteban here just to promote the new Shane Dawson documentary.
He's like a whole warehouse that he like does merch for like everybody. He's like
merch,
West Coast Customs merch and everything in his warehouse that he sends out.
Lord. That's where the money is.
And you can buy your merch at supermega.com.
We actually don't have supermega.com. That's a very expensive domain name. It's like very expensive. So
really?
Yeah, we...
You gotta nut up and get your domain back.
Supermegawebsite.com.
Go all alpha on that
Let's
website.
Buy supermega.com.com.
Okay.
What is bigdicks.com? What's on bigdicks.com? Search it.
Okay.
I'll search it right now.
You know?
No. I just hope that it's just like a picture of a... Like a never-ending penis that you scroll down through.
Bigdicks.com.
You know how people like sit, like they park domain
names? It took me to a site called MyGF Likes It Big.com.
Hell yeah. Can I get some virility pills to get my dick bigger?
It's one of these sites.
What is it?
It's just a bunch of, it's like you click on one and then it'll probably...
Oh, is it just big penises?
The never-ending ad loops?
Yeah. Download this video. Download this video. It's remember like, when you were a teenager? This isn't a video. Can people not tell the difference between a video and a picture these days?
No.
It might have worked earlier on in the internet, but now it's like...
Dude, 60-year-old dudes on the internet trying to look at some porn, they're like,
remember,
I'll
yeah, remember
this.
When you were going around looking for porn and you like saw the thumbnail for one, you're like, I have to watch this one. This is the one. You spend all day looking for it, then you find one, and you're like, this is the one, and then you click and it takes you to another site, and you're like, maybe it's in here. And you click it again,
you
and
you
got
malware.
Yeah, and you're
got
just
super
in an endless
mega downloaded.
Teens fucking big cocks. My GF likes it big. Sluts sucking huge dicks. Big cock fucking videos. Tiny teens fucking big dicks.
My
big dick GF porn. Those are all the tags at the bottom of the website.
My favorite thing right now is on Tumblr. There's like porn bots. And every now and then you'll just see a picture and it'll, like, in your tag, it'll just tag it with all the popular tags and try and hit anything. But you will go down through, like, I'll search for my stuff and I'll go down through it and all of a sudden there's a picture of, like, a lady in a bikini and it's like, want to fuck her pussy?
Wait,
do
really?
It now. And it's like I was going down through it and, like, a lot of them are just random models or porn stars or whatever. And then one of them I was going through was, like, Jessica Negri. It was like, want to get with her? She wants to fuck now. And I'm like, that's weird. I know her. It's like, that's weird.
I want to be the guy that, like, photoshops those porn ads. But it's like the
small
guy,
dick, big dick.
Yeah. Where it's like they just make a 3-frame GIF of where they just make the dick bigger.
Yeah.
Like by just, and you can see the pixels getting bigger and stuff. Mm. I love that. I would love to design
those. I'm
going
to mattwatsonspenis.com.
I saw Matt's dick.
You've seen both of our dicks. We've all seen each other's dicks.
Man.
What if we all just got our dicks out right now and the audience was like,
that wouldn't be shocking.
Because they can't see it.
They would just
hear. Could you hear the sound of my dick popping out of my pants?
They'd hear it unfurling and hitting the floor.
I just want to, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to kind of, hold on. How do I do this? How do I
just rip your pants down.
Okay. Nope.
I could hear the slap. I could hear it from here.
You could hear it slap the floor because it's so long. like xylophones and then bah!
Dude, I'm still wrapping it around my arm like you do an extension cord.
That's how I get my dick back up.
At the fucking chin.
Yeah.
Just a big dick.
If I press in, it does like what a measuring tape does and goes. Sometimes it whips my hand. That shit hurts.
Back and forth. Whips my hand. But...
Did you sing Willow Smith on my podcast?
Did you see Big Willie went on a vacation with his family recently?
Was it on his vlog channel?
Yeah. It's on trending.
My son is gay? OMG.
Was that a video he did?
No.
Oh.
The fact that you asked is like that sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's like I don't know. I watched his, we watched his vlog channel once. High production value.
He is very likable.
OMG Wiz Boy. OMG.
Oh, from
I am here today with Senator, well, no, not Senator. He was
Sheriff Jorp. I do have to say, Sacha Baron Cohen's new show, Who's America, is fantastic.
I love Sacha Baron Cohen in general.
He's great. Yeah, but his new show.
Have
is
you seen it?
Real
no.
fun.
Oh, I've seen clips.
You should see it.
It's just so cringy, though. I can't sit there and listen.
I
to
love cringe humor.
Seriously, talk like that. It's like how are there people that actually believe this shit?
Another episode this Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo! And then after that, Better Call Saul. Oh my god. You know, I was really defending Breaking Bad, but like looking back and kind of going, like I was watching scenes from past Better Call Saul episodes again, like on YouTube. I went down that rabbit hole, and then of course seeing this new episode and just seeing the tone of it, it is up there with Breaking Bad.
It is, really it is. I fucking love it.
It is equal. The only way I think Breaking Bad is winning right now for me is because of nostalgia.
Same.
So
I have such a strong nostalgia for it.
But I need to rewatch it. I've only seen Breaking Bad all the way through. Once.
Oh, I think it's
when
like 4 or 5 times.
Is when
times.
It finally aired. And that's when, like, when it finally, you know, the finale aired and all that. So that's the last time I actually
yeah,
saw it.
Yeah, there's lots of good shows on right now. That, Better Call Saul. I recently watched the first season, or the only season so far, the show called Pose on FX, which is about, like, the AIDS epidemic in the trans and drag and gay community.
That's awesome, Matt. But, thanks for listening to the podcast. We had a great time. We had a great time with our buddy. What's your name?
Estevan.
Fabian. Estevan. Where can we find you, Estevan?
On pornhub.com/Matt Watson.
Okay.
Someone's going to grab that link now. Can you? Is that a thing?
No.
Can you just make custom Pornhub links?
No.
If someone made a username Matt Watson on Pornhub.
I don't know.
Should I grab that now to be safe?
Maybe.
People just start uploading super mega videos to Pornhub.
How do we outro
two twink one? Two twink boys?
We're not.
You're a twink.
Yes.
You're not a twink.
I'm a bear.
You're apparently. An
alpha. I wouldn't say I'm an alpha.
Yeah, he's a beta.
I'm a bear. I'm you're a beta an bear.
You know, if you don't want to be a beta anymore, you can take Alex Jones supplements, which we have some because a fan sent them to us. They taste so bad.
I'm a zeta.
What's a zeta?
Top of the food chain.
It's not true. You're lying on the podcast.
You just said, what's a zeta? And then you said, it's not true. You don't even know what you're believing.
Well, I'm an alpha and omega. I'm the beginning and the end, bitches.
Talking about the end.
It is the end. It got it. It's the end of the podcast. That was a good, great segue.
It's almost like I'm a professional.
You are.
Have to wrangle you boys together.
What, you think we're not the professionals, Sean?
You don't even have supermega.com.
Okay,
because
hold on,
that
hold
shit's
on.
Expensive.
Okay, that's a bit low.
We don't have money.
We just don't have the money to afford that yet.
You know who just got a .com? Your boy.
What is it?
Going up tomorrow.
What is it? What is it
Jacksepticeye.com.
Wow.
As tomorrow, as in Saturday or
Thursday.
Like legit? Okay.
So it's already up. So people can go check it out.
Yeah.
Can't they?
You can buy your PMA merch. You can get tour tickets. That's
well,
where you can
find. Let's not get ahead
me.
Of ourselves. You should probably buy our merch instead, but that's.
We don't have our merch up at all.
Save
you
the
would
money.
If you got supermega.com.
Save the money.
Yes. But we don't.
Are you guys okay? You need money?
Yes.
If you
okay,
so bad.
Okay, like real talk. Can we?
Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
Let me cut the mics real quick. Okay, so
it's bad.
We're a bit like Superman. We spent a lot.
On what? On what?
It doesn't matter.
It kind of matters.
We're being audited
I need
right
to know
now.
If it's going to happen.
We're being
again.
Audited by the IRS, and it's not a big deal. But we have no money.
We just need
we're like 50, 60 in the hole right now.
I say just to cover it because of taxes this year, we would need a good like around 100.
Well, I need to know what you're into. If I give you this money, I need to know it's not going to happen again.
I mean, it's not.
Yeah. It was, we, it's just, you know, when you first start off and you start making YouTube money, you just kind of.
You just blow it and we got a little ahead of ourselves and.
No, that's not what happens. You're supposed to put it in a pot, save it, pay your taxes.
Well, I just gave a bunch to a bunch of Kickstarters. There was one for like a really cool sweater where it like lights up.
He gave like 3,000
to it. And like
it.
It's a live feed of Donald Trump's Twitter.
But why did you spend super mega money?
I thought it was cool.
Why did
of
you
course,
spend,
it
like,
failed.
Why did you spend company money?
What money is money, right?
Because like I need to pay rent with my money. I'm not going to use my money for fun stuff like that.
It's but just, he just got evicted.
But did you actually get like the sweater? Did you get to make a video?
Well,
of
it's not
it
out
failed,
until like
it
2020.
Kickstarter. It actually failed, but they don't give you your money back.
Some do.
I mean, maybe.
I actually gave. There was like $40,000, and I got that. We got this email from. I don't know how I fell for it, but I honestly thought that. This Nigerian prince, this royalty emailed me, and I.
He looked real. He had an Instagram and everything.
He really did. And I sent the wire transfer of about all the super mega money plus. Actually, I just.
You sent him a few.
I mean,
there was a lot. It was a lot of money.
I get it. I mean, I put up an iPod on like an advertising website before to see if someone would buy it, and somebody bought it for their like.
Yeah.
Son, and he said he was in Nigeria, and I sent him money for it.
So do you think you could, like, snap cash us that money?
$200,000?
$200,000, just snap cash that.
I'll give you $250,000 just to cover it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just make sure it's not, like, direct to our banks or direct to, like, PayPal.
Yeah, the IRS has
snap
a magnifying
cash.
Glass right now. We are being audited, like
I'll
I said.
Just straight cash bag.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay, let me.
All right, well, let's.
Okay, I'm going to turn on the mic. Yeah. Hold on.
Get back in position.
Okay, so thank you for joining us again. We had a great time talking
no problem,
with you today.
Guys, it was fun.
And
yeah, true, man. Seriously, thank you so much for coming.
We definitely want to have you on again or do other stuff that's not just talking into mics. We could do fun. We could end a podcast together.
Fucking perfect timing.
See, my watch beeped, so that means
I just
a pod.
Got out of my chair. Which that means, that I'm
means
committing to end
I'm leaving.
See you, Matt.
Should I keep it going or should
Bye,
I end
Matt.
It?
If you keep it going, I'm going to cut it off at some point. When
okay, well, I want to talk about something very serious, actually.
Bye-bye.
In November, the U.S. primaries are coming up, or the midterms, actually.